great show.
And we got to a very important, very special guest who came all the way in. His name is Richard Haass. He is young, he is handsome, and he is the elected leader of the Half Hollow Hills School District Teachers Union. He'll give you a little breakdown of what his union's working on and the role of young people in his district and how the New York State United Teachers, and specifically his locals, working to make his community a better place to live and work. So without further ado, let's give the official soapbox and bullhorn intro to Richard Haass of the Half Hollow Hills Teachers Association. Let's do it.
Soapbox, bullhorn. Get on the soapbox with a bullhorn. Soapbox, bullhorn.
In studio, 32-year-old Richard Haass. He is the elected president of the Half Hollow Hills Teachers Association. Brother, thank you for making it in the studio. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Chris. I'm actually 34. Having the easy job just makes me look younger.
Yes. So. You must have never smoked cigarettes.
Oh, no, never. Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I guess, Jimmy, right? When you smoke cigarettes, it makes you wrinkly.
That in 70 years, one's got to do it, so does the other, you know?
Jimmy, you never smoked, though, right?
Yeah, I did. I quit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to quit that and radio.
I did in college, and that's where the rashiness comes from. I hope the little kids ain't listening. But
it's sellable.
Yes.
Right.
Is it? Thank you. Thank you. See, that's why I keep guys like Rich around. It makes me feel better. Brother, we had a meeting the other day talking about how we can work together to help change the hearts and minds of our neighbors here on Long Island, to not demonize teachers and realize that they are part of the solution and not the problem. And there's, you know, the Ed Asner video, which I know you and I watched a couple days ago together. It was perfect. Tell me, what are your thoughts on the whole, on stuff like that, on teachers unions being put in so much pressure to give concessions in a time when we claim that there is no money and claim there is no tax base?
All right, I think that's a good question, Chris. I think a lot of what people misinterpret as a demonization of teachers that's happening in the public isn't really happening in the public as much as it seems, because our perception of the public is coming from our local news media.
Uh-huh.
I think if you look at what the local news outlets say, it would appear that the average resident, the average taxpayer, the average citizen, the average parent of a school-aged child is just irate, furious about their schools, about their teachers, about their communities. But when you sit down and have conversations with people, I think more often than not, you find that they don't feel that way. People do have legitimate concerns about, you know, the cost of living here. But I think most of the time they do equate that cost in some way with the quality of life that they get from living on Long Island. And that includes the schools, definitely.
And you would know this because I heard a nasty rumor that even though you're an educator and in a teacher's union, you also are still an educator and you have parent-teachers meetings, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And do they scream at you and yell at you for having a pension and for going to school for 7 years and having a good wage? Or are they more talking about their kid and how they're doing in class?
I think our conversations usually do and always should focus on teaching and learning and the kids. Doesn't mean that those other conversations you mentioned don't happen from time to time outside of the actual classroom setting.
Yeah.
But again, I find that those are few and far between. And I got to be honest with you and with, you know, everyone who's listening, even as far as how I feel about it. I mean, we're all offended by it when it does happen. It hurts. To go into teaching, you make a commitment to devote your life to trying to make the world a better place through helping kids learn and become good citizens as they grow up.
Yeah.
I think that what happens here that we're facing is that people who do support what we do and do care about their teachers and are happy with their schools and how their kids are learning are forced to basically prioritize because of the scarcity of resources right now. I think wars are fought over the scarcity of resources, and whenever you face a scarcity of resources, it drives a wedge between people. And that's almost what it's intended to do, and it seems like some of what we have going on Long Island is definitely aimed at turning people who aren't against their schools against their schools.
Yes.
So I don't believe that if left to their own devices, if given the opportunity to regain local control of their schools the way we had it a couple of years ago before all these things really started to flare up, I think that people would go back to that and things would quiet down quickly. But the media and the politicians, when they insert their influence over day-to-day operations between a community and its school and its teachers and its unions, they are they're inflaming the public. There's an incendiary force there.
I remember Mr. Iannuzzi saying at the One Voice United stand for education that we need to stop the noise. We need to stop screaming and yelling. We need to calm down and have a conversation. And I think that's why we have a young, intelligent elected leaders like Richard Haass here, who will sit down with his leaders at his district and talk it through. And Mr. Iannuzzi's up in Albany battling the bad guys and trying to get them to not rush these teacher standards, which make no sense and are just an awful waste of time and money. But tell me, as we have a couple more minutes before we have to start music here on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks, you're young. You could be doing anything in the world, buddy. You could be surfing. You could be bar hopping. You could be spending your hard-earned dough on cars and clothes and concerts, but you got elected to run a union? What, are you nuts?
Yes.
Are you nuts?
Yes, absolutely insane. And I think that was the question that I got from our NYSA people when I had the first conversation after coming into office was, what the hell were you thinking? But you have to do what you care about. You know, for me, this is the perfect job. I think there's nothing more important in the world than education. There's nothing more democratic than education, except maybe for unionism.
Yeah.
And I think I'm at the heart of everything that I value as a person, as a teacher, as a professional, as a father, and as a voter.
That's
the role we serve.
You sleep well at night, huh?
Both hours, yeah.
You get calls all the time from your members, from the district, from whomever. But you know that your cause is right and it's just, right? Good fight.
One of the best guests we've had.
Yes.
All day, right?
All right. So is that all the time we got, my brother? All right. Richard, thank you so much. You stay tough out there. Keep, stay chipper, if you will.
Always do. You too, Chris.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for coming in. Okay. So, everybody, time to close the show. A good show. A round of applause here. Good energy. All right. Jimmy, let's close it up, buddy. So, hey, a life lived in service to others is the only life worth living. So, working people,
let's support each other, because if we don't, no one else will.
This has been a kick-ass service announcement from UCOM Communications via UCOM Radio. God bless all our sponsors
and our listeners.
And we will see you next week.